Message to you today. My scripture reading is in 1 Peter 3 and starting at verse 8. To sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life, to love and to see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for each one here in this assembly of worship this morning. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them a blessed Sabbath, and that they are blessed through the words and thoughts that are brought to them. May it accomplish your will and purpose in their life. And Heavenly Father, bless their friends, their loved ones, their family. And Heavenly Father, work your will through them to reach all of the ones that you would have to bring in to your family. And in all these things, we give thanks through Yeshua's name. And amen. And my text to you is the verse 10 and 11 of my scripture reading. So let's look at that. 1 Peter 3, verse 10. Okay. 1 Peter 3, verse 10. For the one who desires life, to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let's go on to verse 11. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. When I thought about this particular area of Scripture, it brought a lot of things to mind, including not only good days and a genuine love of life that you are living and that God brings to you, but it brought it to my mind that it is good to have not only that, but a long life, a long, good life, a life full of love, to where you could say that your life is a life of love. And when I thought about that kind of life, and I immediately thought about the fourth commandment, the fifth commandment. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The fifth of the commandments, to honor your mother and your father. Notice that it doesn't say, honor them when you are young. Honor them while you're at home with them and they are leading and guiding and helping in your upbringing. But it simply says, honor your mother and your father without regard to time. So when it comes to your mother or father, you are to honor them all the days of your life. And you know that a promise goes along with that? Honor them that your days upon the land which the Lord is giving you may be long. And I would say, reading into this, that your days might not only just be long, but they will be great days. They will be days in which you live and see that your life is good, that Yahweh brings good things into your life. I'd like to look at just a few other related scriptures in that regard so that you may get some good ideas from those. Let's look at Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. Proverbs 3 and 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Isn't that wonderful? But let your heart keep my commandments. Now let's look at Deuteronomy 5:33. You shall walk in all the way which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you will possess, which the Lord is bringing you into and giving to you. Good days. Long life, but long, great days, full of a life of love. Let's look at Psalms 91:16. With a long life, I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. Salvation and being in God's family, living a life that God lets us know is a life of righteousness and that will lead to happiness and fulfillment is all through the Word of God and all through what people see as the Old Testament. Let's look at Deuteronomy 6 and 2, and learn about the good life and how to have it, how to keep it. Deuteronomy 6, 2, so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Do you want a prolonged life? Do you want a prolonged life the way that it's going for you now? Or is your life now not so good that you can say this? Everyone's in different situations. Life brings different things to each one of us in very drastically different ways. How are we dealing with it? Is it the way that we would want? Is there something missing? As someone would say, is there a link out of your chain? Things might not can be so good. You know, God can change everything. He can make every event better. He can change your life from one of distress and unhappiness to one of fulfillment and one of joy and one of completion. And one that you can have a sense of worth in your life and in your heart due to keeping the commands of Yahweh and seeking His will for you and your life. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. It is all about Yahweh and Yeshua. It's their will. It's their way. It's their agenda that we should be thinking of utmost. And as we do, they will send happiness and blessings our way. But we have to put them for the first priority. We have to seek their way and let the Holy Spirit work through us to accomplish the will of Yahweh and Yeshua in our life and through us to others. Let's look at Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord. Do you fear the Lord today? You know, that's a great concept, precept with God. To fear Him. To love Him, but to fear Him. To love Him, but respect Him. To want His way over our way or your way. To seek His will over our will. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Do you see how just the reverse works in the opposite direction? If you do the things of God and seek His will in His way and let it rule and reign over your heart and life, your days are going to be lengthened. But if you rebel and go against the will and way of Yahweh, and your heart and your mind is turned and your lips are turned to evil or wickedness, then those words says, the years of the wicked will be shortened. Let's look at Proverbs 9 and 11. For by me your days will be multiplied, and the years of life will be added to you. Those are words of wisdom. The text that I brought to you explains that if one wants to have a life that he or she comes to love and that gives to us many good days, a life that you actually love living, a prolonged, lengthened life of those, then there's things that the Scripture lets us know that we need to consider. And that would promote this agenda. That would bring about this kind of life if it seems good to you. If it's something that you would like your life to be, that maybe right now, maybe not. But you want to start moving in the right direction. And this is how the scripture says. First off is, tame the tongue. What does the scripture say? What does scripture tell you about that one member in your body that everyone else no doubt has too? That's a little member of your body. A lot smaller than your leg or your arm. But let's look at James 2 and 8. Maybe we shouldn't say tame the tongue. Maybe we should say learn to control your tongue. Or learn to manage your tongue in a righteous way. James 2 and 8. If, however, okay, I must have the wrong scripture. I'm looking for the scripture about the tongue that says, no man can tame the tongue. Can you find that, David? Huh? 3 and 8, David. Excuse me. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. I'd say that's something we need to learn how to manage and control. Because it can obviously do harm and do a lot of harm. And in my lifetime, I've seen the tongue not only do harm, but do harm for a long time. And some almost would say harm that is not repairable. Almost permanent. So we need to learn, first of all, if we want that kind of life that we can love and that will prolong our days and that will give us many of those type of days, then first off on the list is tame the tongue, or at least work in that direction. Secondly, speak only the truth. Only the truth. Not something that someone could take any one of 4 or 5 different ways when you say it, what you say about whatever it is. Speak the truth, not deceit. Turn from evil. Don't even think things contrary to God or His commands. Speak the truth, turn from evil, and do good. Here's a good one. Seek peace and pursue it. What would you say is the difference between seeking peace and pursuing it? Sort of seems similar, but it must be difference. When I thought about it, I could come up with always try to seek the peaceful way. Whatever the situation or event is, whatever the decision is, seek it peacefully. And then let it become a habit in your life. That whatever decisions you make, whatever events comes up, whatever life brings to you, then seek the peaceful way and let it become a habit that you pursue the peaceful way in all events and circumstances of your life. Next, seek to be righteous. I could also say, seek to be perfect. Do you think that's a logical goal? Perfection? Can you be perfect? Can you really be righteous? And when I say that, I'm talking 100% righteous or 100% perfect. Perfection is not less than 100%. But in whose eyes are you judged to be perfect or righteous? And I would say, in the eyes of most human beings, no one is going to be perfect or righteous. But can we say that in the eyes of Yahweh or Yeshua, that we are not? We can't say that, because the commands are that we should be righteous, and the commands are that we should be perfect. Why would it say that if it's not possible? Perhaps it's in the eyes of Yahweh and Yeshua. And I would say each one of us, I'd almost say without exception, all here in this room, as you become of age and knowledgeable, you would not deem yourself to be 100% righteous or 100% perfect. I've been doing this and occupying whatever space I'm on for 70 years, and I cannot come close to saying that. And I would think everyone else would fall in the same category. Seek peace and pursue it. Seek to be righteous in the eyes of the Lord. And next, seek the Lord through prayers. Seek Him in the decisions of your life. Seek Him in the circumstances that you're in. Whatever life brings to you, let it be God's way. Let it be God's will. Seek the Lord for all decisions in your life. And let your prayers be many as you live each day of your life. And your petitions be to the one who can really answer your prayers and address the circumstances in your life. Go to Him in prayers often. And lastly, obey God's word, or we could say truth. Obey God's truth, His commands, and seek His approval in all things and circumstances. Communicate with your Creator. When you're in trouble, first response, seek the Lord. Already should be implanted in your heart and in your mind the right way, the way of living righteously. Already in your heart and your mind is instilled within you the right way. Ignorance is no excuse for the ones who would live righteously today, the ones who would live according to God's word. So let the Holy Spirit bring these things to your mind, to your remembrance. And let the Holy Spirit lead and direct the things of your life, the decisions that you make and will make. Always remember to go to Him for all the events and decisions and circumstances, anything that troubles you, any problems, any questions. Always forsake, always seek and pursue the truth that is found in God's Word and by living the righteous life that God wants us, each one of us, to live. My message to you today, I entitle, To See Good Days. To See Good Days. Each one of us wants those kind of days. We want the joy and happiness. We want these great circumstances to be permanent in our heart and life. But we know that we're going to have occasional problems. We're going to have occasional circumstances that are very hard to deal with, very distressing. We need to know what to do. We need to know where the answer is. We need to know how to approach the problem. And I hope this morning that you've heard some of the ways that you need to go about approaching these things that happen in your life that could be perplexing and distressing. In closing, I would like to read to you 1 John 5:11-13. So let's look at that. 1 John 5:11-13. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life. Not just a long life. Not just a life full of good days and joy and feelings of self-worth. But this is a testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Isn't that wonderful? Is there anyone that would not want that? Eternal life, not just the life of the here and now, but God promises in His Word that the life that you live can be joyful and complete and fulfilling both in the here and now and forever and ever and ever, never ending. And you can spend it with the one who brought you here, the one who created you. We can spend eternal life with Yahweh and Yeshua. And I know that each one of you wants to hold on to their hand so that this will be something that you will know with a surety right now. You have eternal life by accepting God and His plan and His Son Yeshua. And the blood that was sacrificed on the cross about 2,000 years ago, the one and only perfect Passover Lamb of God Yeshua's blood was shed as that sacrifice for you. That assures you, as you believe in Him and hold on to Him, assures you that you will be in the family of God, a permanent child of God. Let's read the blessing. Let's stand, if you will, and let's read the blessing of God to us and us to each other. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen and amen.